and he had always enjoyed a cordial relationship with those holding the office on Cunard ships. They had been courteous, efficient, and extremely helpful. From the moment he met Brian Kilhendry, however, he had the feeling that this purser would be the exception to the rule. The Irishman was a stocky man of middle height, with curly ginger hair that was starting to thin rapidly. Now in his 30s, Kilhendry, a striking figure in a spotless uniform, had the face of a professional boxer. The broken nose lent him a strange charm. He gave Dillman a brisk handshake before waving him to a chair. "So," said Kilhendry, eyeing him shrewdly through narrowed lids, "you're the famous George Dillman, are you?"
"I don't lay any claims to fame, Mr. Kilhendry," replied Dillman.
"You're far too modest."
"Am I?"
"Apparently," said the purser with the tiniest hint of mockery in his voice. "I've a friend who works for Cunard, and he tells me that you're a one-man law enforcement agency. You solve crimes almost as soon as they're committed."
"If only that were true, but I'm afraid it isn't."
"No?"
"To begin with," said Dillman, "I'm not a one-man operation. I work in tandem with my partner, Genevieve Masefield. She deserves as much credit as I do for any success that we've enjoyed."
"Oh, yes, I know. My friend told me lots of things..."